on California's central coast in Monterey Bay, there's a lot more chatter these days. A population explosion of marine and wildlife began last summer, and it's become even more pronounced in the last few weeks. Here's what Steve Palumbi was seeing one recent morning from a spot called China Point.
Right now in view are seabirds sitting on the rocks. There's seals basking themselves, sea lions. There's a little cormorant fishing there in the middle of the kelp forest. I don't see any whales this second, but we often see them. We'll see pods of dolphins going by.
That sounds heavenly. Steve Palumbi is director of Stanford University's Hopkins Marine Station, which is right on the water. And below Monterey Bay is one of the largest underwater canyons in the world. It is miles deep, making it possible for everything from orcas to anchovies to thrive, and bigger creatures like humpback whales and dolphins to come pretty close to shore. Still, this new influx of species is unprecedented in recent times, though Palumbi told us it was probably normal centuries ago.
More than 200 years ago, early Westerners that came into Monterey wrote about the incredible abundance of wildlife of every kind and every description. But then subsequently we took the otters for their fur, we took the whales for their oil, we took the sardines for their meat and fish meal, and we sort of stripped out the wildlife of Monterey Bay. But about 80 years ago that turned around. People started caring more and more about the bay and its ecosystem, and especially over the last 30 years, protections of the seabirds and marine mammals and the fish species have really combined to allow this boom of wildlife that 200 years ago would be natural, but we don't really see very much anymore.
And recently, I gather there's one more element that helped this boom along, and that had to do with winds.
Yes, and so in Monterey, the deep water here allows something called upwelling to happen quite a lot. So water that is very deep in the ocean is cold. It's also nutrient-rich. In places like Monterey, it wells up to the surface, bringing natural fertilizer in to make the ocean ecosystems bloom. Plankton blooms. The plankton-feeding fish, like the anchovies, feed and grow hugely, and then that sparks the whole ecosystem to be able to thrive. And essentially, we get serial dining of the plankton and the anchovies, and then the bigger fish and the seals and the whales, etc., all the way up the food chain. So that upwelling is actually pushed along by winds, and the last couple of weeks we've had these very, very, very strong winds that has started our upwelling season to just an amazing degree.
So is this a blip, or does this suggest something new?
This is not a blip. The upwelling winds we had just started our normal season. The anchovies have been here for 6 months or so. And what we see, Renee, here that is really kind of unique along the West Coast is a reassembling of the ecosystem that was natural. What we're used to hearing about is ecosystems being degraded and falling apart, and this is one place where the reverse is happening.
For you, is this a question of lessons learned?
For me, this is a question of lessons learned about a wide variety of things, not just the marine life. The lessons learned include how important it is not only for there to be lots of biological diversity, but actually lots of economic diversity. Where I'm standing now, there's three fishing boats within view. The fishing industry here is still thriving, is still going on. There's also a big tourism industry. There's a lot of people who just like to live here. And so instead of the local economy sucking the ecosystem dry, eating it, as it were, instead the local economy is really based upon the ecosystem, the bay, thriving.
Well, enjoy the beautiful day, and thank you much for talking with us.
Bye-bye, Renee.
Steve Palumbi is director of the Hopkins Marine Station on Monterey Bay here in California. His new book is The Extreme Life of the Sea.